You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, August 27th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 70. That's how many of the top 100 most-watched TV shows in the U.S. are NFL games in a typical year. It shows how much TV companies need live football, especially with streaming services like Netflix competing for viewers of scripted shows. That gives the NFL leverage. The current set of 9-year NFL rights will expire in 2023, and networks like Walt Disney's ESPN, CBS, Fox, and Comcast's NBC are expected to be big bidders. One analyst sees the next rights package's cost rising 40% to $60 billion. The next number up is 47%. That's how much Restaurant Brands International stock has climbed this year. The company owns the Burger King, Popeyes, and Tim Hortons franchises. It's not just because of the splash that Popeyes' new chicken sandwich is making on social media. Other fast food and quick service chains like McDonald's, Wendy's, and Yum! Brands have also seen their stocks outperform in 2019. What's behind the restaurant's booming business and stocks? Low unemployment, rising wages, and consumers' desire to spend money on experiences rather than things. Our last number is 35%. That's how much Lyft stock has dropped since its IPO in March. Investors have soured on the ride-hailing company's hefty losses. But now, one analyst says it's time to buy. Lyft raised prices in late June, and Guggenheim Securities is predicting that those recent hikes won't materially hurt demand. Keeping more revenue per ride is a key element of the plans of both Lyft and Uber. So far, both have been happy to lose money on average on each ride to get people hooked. But that strategy can't last forever. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, August 27th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a nice day.